Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's been a challenging week, to say the least, for many, and continues to be. Still, nearly 100,000 homes without power in the region. That said, we'll also have the Pittsburgh Marathon this weekend, where tens of thousands of people will be coming to our city. We'll talk to Troy Schooley, the CEO of P3R, in just a moment. First, I want to go live to Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. Mayor, good morning. Appreciate the time. Wanted to check in with you on cleanup efforts in the city, where we stand this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. You know, just a quick update for everybody. Again, we're working around the clock. I'm very proud of our city departments for working hand in glove with Duquesne Light to get everything back to normal. I mean, this was an unprecedented storm, Larry. One I've never seen in my lifetime. Right now, you know, we started at 140,000 people, Pittsburgh Duquesne Light customers without service. We're down to 47,000 right now without service, and that's still too many. So we're working diligently to make sure that we get everybody's power back on. We're working hand in glove with Duquesne Light. But we've also done some things to try to speed up the time, like we've embedded our firefighters into five Department of Public Works crews to confirm power lines are deactivated so we can go ahead and get those trees up. So we're working diligently with them to do that. We also added to our rec hours and our senior hours so that people with oxygen tank or people that need to charge their phones have the ability to do that. We'll keep them open so that people will have that opportunity to do it. In our EMS, we've added additional crews, you know, for oxygen delivery to people who have oxygen in their homes. So we're doing those things, and we also make sure with our debris, DPW will be keeping their four drop-off locations open longer so people that's cleaning up their property can be able to take their debris over there with no charge. So we're doing what we got to do to get everything back up, and I'm just, you know, thankful for the people of the city just to have patience with us and, you know, check on your neighbors because that's critical, especially if you have some seniors or people that may be in need that, you know, please check on them, make sure they're okay. And we're working diligently to get everything back to normal.
Mayor Gainey, on the day after the storm at the news conference, Duquesne Light forecast 5 to 7 days for full restoration. And since the vast majority of the outages for Duquesne Light are in Pittsburgh, it's down to 42,000 at the moment. But people are seeing on the restoration map now, Mayor, they're seeing that they may be waiting until the 6th. There's a lot of 5-6s on the restoration map now, and I'm wondering if you've heard anything from Duquesne Light about that or if you have any other information we can pass along to our listeners.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that this morning. On my way in, we'll be, when I get into the office today, we'll have one of, you know, we've been meeting 3 times a day just to be keeping up in real time on what's going on. That is something that is on my agenda to talk to them about today to see what's going on. I'll have more information after I have that conversation.
And where will your press conference be this morning, Mayor?
Probably in the same location. I have to look and see. I've really just been following this storm. I'm just glad we didn't get hit hard last night, but I'll probably be in the same place as before.
Appreciate your time and the update. Thank you, Mayor.
Hey, appreciate it. And just want to tell everybody again, stay away from the power lines. If you see any down wires, please stay away from them. I know the kids are going to school. I'm going to keep reiterating this because I think it's extremely important for our children not to touch them. If you see the barricades up, don't go around them. Just stay away from them. And when you come to an intersection, you know, please stop. You know, act like it's a stop sign situation. And let's just make sure that we stay safe. If we protect each other, we'll get through this quite well.
Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey, appreciate it, Mayor. Thank you. All right, and that said, we still have a big show and a world attraction going on this weekend. The Pittsburgh Marathon, and Troy Schooley is the CEO of P3R. I wanted to check back with you, Troy. Let's talk about any concerns about what happened on Tuesday and cleanup with what you're doing this weekend.
Yeah, good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me. No, you know, honestly, the marathon course was saved. It looks good. As Mayor Gainey just said, we've obviously had crews from P3R out there, you know, picking up the debris, making sure that the runners are safe. But, fortunately, the marathon course is good to go.
All right. What would you like people to know about this weekend? You're going to have, you could have up to 200,000 spectators, and you believe you have a record number of participants. So congrats.
Yeah, it's a big weekend, Larry. We have over 46,000 people registered for the weekend of events. It all really kicks off today with the Health and Fitness Expo. Movers will come down and pick up their bibs for the weekend. That opens at the Convention Center this morning at 11 a.m. There's going to be tons of activation, tons of sponsor giveaways at the Expo this morning. And then tomorrow, we kick it off with our 5K, which is a record. Close to 6,000 people will be participating in the 5K. Move along to the largest kids running event in the country tomorrow. Close to 10,000 kids and 8,000 parents from 330 schools will be participating tomorrow. And then moving to Sunday being the big day, over 23,000 people will hit the streets and really, you know, that set out for the goal that they started probably months ago. They've put a lot of time and effort into getting to that finish line. So we're excited to welcome them. Larry, we have all 50 states covered. We have 24 countries. So we're going to roll out the red carpet this weekend to everybody from around the world.
And Troy, that leads me to the question I wanted to ask you is, out of this people running the marathon, how many of them are people from another place? And then how many people do they bring with them? How many visitors are we getting totally from outside of the city?
Yeah, it's usually 2 or 3X. So we're expecting probably close to 100,000 people from around the country and around the world to be coming in. As you mentioned earlier, Larry, spectators are going to be lining the course. So usually when you take on the task of running a half marathon or a marathon, you're going to bring family, friends, supporters. And those are the people that are going to be lining the course. All the hotel rooms downtown in the surrounding areas are sold out, and we've been greeting people throughout the last couple of days into town. So it's really a showcase of our region, our city. They get to run through 14 neighborhoods. So there's no better way to take a tour of our city than doing the marathon this weekend.
Troy, we appreciate the time. We know you're very busy. Good luck and congratulations.
Thanks, Larry.
Troy Schooley, CEO of P3R. To his point, this is, and some people overlook it, Paul, one of the biggest attractions of the year for the city in Allegheny County, for
and
that
it,
matter.
It's so successful, and it happens, you know, with such regularity. I mean, it just, it's always been a part of what we do, and you're right, it kind of blends in when it should really stand out.
Exactly, and in the face of what people have dealt with this week, they may need a little diversion from reality and just enjoy the weekend.
100,000 visitors to Pittsburgh, not residents, visitors to Pittsburgh. That is a significant number.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.